How common is burial in Thailand as opposed to cremation?
Burial is reserved for children. And nowadays it's less common, but in the old days, if you were very young, then they wouldn't do a cremation. You just do a burial, and then a violent death, or a sudden inexplicable death, then they would do burial as opposed to cremation. And then sometimes say something like suicide, then similarly you'd do burial, and then it would maybe 3 years down the line then you would do cremation, you'd pick it up. It's all similar with a violent death accident, something like that. And then you wouldn't do a cremation quickly. You would leave you'd bury the body, or sometimes you'd put it in like a sarcophagus and keep the body for 2-3 years. And then do the cremation later. It has a very practical say the custom has a very practical root in the sense that if somebody is not like a sudden or violent death, if somebody's not prepared for their death, then the logic is it's helpful to have the body there for the person after their death to be able to see their body, see that they're dead, see their relationship, and for that to actually be brought into consciousness that I'm actually dead. There's a person that I met who he talked about his he was shot out in the fields and he was and it's sort of similar where he was shot and then he's killed. And then he was around there, and then he saw his family come, and then they're kind of weeping distraught, and he is sort of trying to say, "It's okay, I'm okay, I'm okay." And then it was when he saw the actual body, he said, "Oh, that's me. Oh, I'm dead." So that then he said then he had to integrate that into his sort of, okay, now what do I do? Okay. So that was fairly quick transition of being able to accept death, whereas that's not necessarily the case. So having the if the body is cremated quite quickly, then there's no physical reminder that I'm actually dead. I do have to move on, and that's oftentimes where ghosts come from. They don't actually recognize that they're dead.